This is the Jack Del Rio Show.
Jack Del Rio Show.
On the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network. The Jack Del Rio Show is sponsored in part by Carrie Limousine, Community First Credit Union, Ticket Exchange, Wachovia, Sonny's Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars,
the voice,
Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show here on a Tuesday evening. Frigid Tuesday evening by Florida standards. But it's a hot week in Jacksonville as the Jaguars get ready to go to Indianapolis for a big showdown against those Indianapolis Colts. Lucas Oil Field side of what essentially amounts to an AFC South title game. Should be some fun. Of course, you'll hear every moment of it right here on the Jaguars Radio Network. For those of you in Jacksonville listening to our flagship voice, News Talk Radio WOKV, we'll start at 10 a.m. with the Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue Tailgate Show. Noontime, pick up the rest of you on the network for Jaguars pregame, then kick off at 1 o'clock. And, of course, followed by the Winn-Dixie postgame show and the Southern Four Dealers scoreboard show. Pleased to bring in now the head coach of the Jaguars, Jack Del Rio. And congratulations on that has to be the most entertaining game in the National Football League this season. I mean, maybe there's been one. Maybe folks thought the game last night that went to overtime was. But this game here, you had a lot. A lot of big touchdowns, back and forth, down 10 at half, down 10 midway through the third quarter. And your team scores 31 points in the second half and wins a really big game.
Yeah, it was, and the fans were terrific. I mean,
it was.
I was a little concerned.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, cold and wet is not a formula to bring a lot of people out.
Cold and wet, you know.
In the flu season.
Yeah, kind of concerned, but the fans, they showed up in full force and packed the place, and especially as the game went on.
Yeah.
You know, it was like they were coming out of the tailgating or something. But anyway, it filled in as the day wore on, and at the very end it was loud, and it was a lot of fun.
Before I ask you about your team in particular, a lot of credit to the Raiders and their running game. And that McFadden kid, he's real good. I mean, we don't get to see a lot of him now that he's out in Oakland, and for the first couple of years he hadn't really erupted. Well, we saw it firsthand. That guy is one of the best running backs in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of picking on a sore spot, but yeah.
Well, I mean, the guy deserves a lot of credit. He's a tremendous football player.
He is a very good football player, and you know, fortunate that we got through the game with the victory because, I mean, we had trouble tackling the guy. I mean, you know, he went for three explosive plays in the game that just about buried us.
He's a guy that he reminds me a little bit of Fred Taylor. I don't know whether that's a fair assessment or not in your estimation, but, I mean, he's a big guy who, when he kicks it into gear, he runs away from people.
Yeah, I mean, he's bigger than Fred.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's taller than Fred. He's bigger. Fred was different. Fred is a special back in his own right, but this guy here, that was different. That was different. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about your guy.
Both out of the SEC.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Let's talk about your guys, I should say.
Sure.
We've been talking about Rashad Jennings, you know, receiver, finding a role. He took that ball around the left end, and I said, he gets the corner, has the first down, and then all of a sudden, he was gone. And I'm not sure I knew that he had that kind of speed. I knew he was quick. I knew he was elusive. But that kind of speed, that was a tremendous run, and, of course, at a moment when you really needed it.
Yeah, huge moment. Needed the first down, and then very excited to get the touchdown. I mean, it was a strong run at a crucial time, and he showed you a little bit of that extra gear that the great backs have.
I don't necessarily want to relive every play of the game, but I do want to get your thoughts. Third straight game with more than 200 rushing yards, Coach. That's a franchise best. The thing about it, you've always run the ball well here, but it would seem that against the teams that you have run against, the Giants, the Titans, the Raiders, it seems like you're taking this running game to a next level.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is we have needed every bit of it. You know, our football team is obviously in a position where, you know, we stayed afloat in the first half, and we just need to start stacking wins together. And we've been able to stack a few together now, five out of the last six. And, you know, a large portion of that has been our ability as an offense to control the football and run the football and possess the football and score points. And so that's paved the way. And I think, you know, we've contributed on defense. We've contributed on special teams. I think this past ball game was a great example of special teams stepping up and being special. And
you asked for it, and you got it with Montel and Kasim Osgood and then Deji Kareem.
So, you know, a lot of different parts of the team are coming through, but certainly, you know, the featured attraction has to be the result and the work that's been put in the running game.
And credit to David Garrard, 3 touchdowns, the 4th game this year that he has done that, which is the most in franchise history. Tied Mark Brunell's record with the 20 touchdown passes, which I've always thought is kind of a low record, as much as the Jaguars used to throw it around here. But with 3 games left to play, a chance to build on that one.
Well, I had a person here locally laugh at me when I said that David would have 25 touchdowns this year.
Really?
Yeah. He said, oh, yeah, right. You know, that'll be the day. And so we'll see. You know, we've still got a few games left, and obviously I'd like to have him get to that number and beyond.
One final thought on last week's game, and that is, Coach, the number of players who are emerging to make plays for you. We've talked about Rashad, and obviously Zach Miller has come on. Jason Hill, you know, he got behind the coverage and bang, was down the field for that 48-yard touchdown. That was big. Austin Lane is a guy who has come on in the last couple of weeks, and he's making big plays for you down the field. Don Carey had the interception there. I mean, you are seeing more and more emerging players on this roster. It's always been a function of time, but now all of a sudden it's kind of the right time for them to come through.
No question. And now we have a few, you know, salty vets like Derek Cox.
And can you use the word salty for a vet who's not got 2 years in?
And Terrence Knighton.
Wow.
You know, and then of course, guys like Eugene Monroe. Obviously, I'm being facetious.
Sure.
I mean, no, there are a lot of young players that are playing prominent roles. And, you know, Mike Thomas and Zach Miller and Rashad Jennings and all those guys that you're talking about, they're all a reason why this is an ascending football team and one that has a very bright future.
Well, one name that people don't know, how about Slade Norris? He made a couple of tackles for you on special teams, and he's only been on your roster a couple of weeks.
You know what? He was a good pickup. You know, Gene brought his name. We had an injury at linebacker, and we were able to get Slade up, and he has played very well for us.
Yeah, it's good to see these things starting to come as the Jaguars make their playoff push. Let's take a break. We'll come back more with the head coach of the Jaguars. Before we get to that break, though, season ticket holders, use your Jaguars rewards card. When you purchase 10 gallons or more of Gate gasoline, you'll get $2 in Jag Bucks back. For details, check out Jaguars.com. More to come after this with the head coach on the Jack Del Rio Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Test drive the new 2011 Ford Super Duty, 2011 Ford Mustang, or the all-new Ford Fiesta when you visit your local Southern Ford dealer. Brian Sexton back with the head coach. Joe Fortunato is alongside as well, and phone lines are lighting up. 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. So, let's just get it on the table right now. I mean, tonight I am saying, you know, AFC South title game, you know, tomorrow night on Jaguars This Week, it'll be all about the big game. On other shows around town, if there are other shows, they're talking about the big game, the big game, the big game. You embrace that with your team or ignore it with your team? What's your approach with your team? What works?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, okay, we got the answer there. No, I don't even need
Were you saying something?
No. Just asking you how that that the protein bar was.
I was reading the label.
I was a little distracted.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounded like you were saying blah, 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 blah.
I get it now. Yeah, I hear that all the time. Joe tells me that all the time. All right, so you want to take some calls? Because you're going to get it. Someone's going to say to you, Coach, about the game, the big game. I just thought maybe you'd like to get it out.
It is a big night tonight. It is a big night, the Del Rio household.
What are you doing?
My wife is hosting a party to benefit the Comunita Chinakala, the girls' home down there in St. Augustine.
Okay.
And so they are raising awareness and, you know, in the end, support for this home down there. So it is a big night.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you for everything you do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's grab a couple phone calls then.
All right.
I can't promise you that someone's not going to say, how about the big game?
Let's just see if somebody has something good on their mind that we can talk about.
Ron is up the road in Somerville, South Carolina. Hello, Ron.
Hello.
You're on the air, Ron.
Yes, I just have 3 quick ones for you, Jack. And my first out of 3 is, This franchise, we've been out how long now, 16 or 17 years?
Hey, Ron, ask your questions, okay? If you've got 3 of them, let's get them going because we've got other callers on the line.
All right. Well, what what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to ask you, like, well, it's time for us to make a Super Bowl, and we were, me and some other fans were thinking this would be a good year for it. And my second question is, it's time, like, what do you say on defense play a little more aggressive and bloody now? It's time to, like, get dirty. And then my third and final one is, David Garrard, to me, I don't like him running because, to me, he's too big for that. I think he should just stick to the passes, like more of a Doug Williams passing type, and that's my question.
Okay, well, those are statements, and we appreciate them. I don't know that I heard a question in there, but we'll...
Ron, we really do appreciate your supporting the Jaguars and appreciate you calling in tonight. And Coach heard all three of your points and appreciate you calling. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate the phone call. Craig is in Sydney, Australia. Hello, Craig. Got a question for the coach?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we?
Good.
Hey, Craig.
Good, mate. Not much a question, so more two statements. I just want to make it known that I'm very proud of yourself, Coach Del Rio, and the team and how they've come along this year and where we're at the moment. And just another statement to the Indianapolis Colts that we're going to come to your house on Sunday and run right over the top of you and take that AFC title back to Jacksonville.
All right, Craig, thank you very much. Appreciate the support coming all the way from Sydney, Australia.
It's statement night on the Jack Del Rio Show. People
it's
are
awesome.
Calling and expressing
awesome.
Opinion.
Hey, love it.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Let's talk a little bit about those Colts. When you look at teams that beat the Colts, coach, teams that beat the Colts can really run the ball. Fair statement?
Well, no, I think teams that beat the Colts are teams that play good football and score more than they do. And, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, not allowing number 18 to be on the field is a good thing.
Limiting the possessions, right.
If you can control the ball. But I think it comes down to making first downs and scoring points. I don't think just running the ball is enough to beat them. I think you've got to finish drives. You've got to score points. And you've got to find a way to get some stops. And so... You know, it's a real good football team that's been on top for a long time. I know they've earned all the things that
six of the last seven division titles,
yeah,
nine
that.
Consecutive playoff seasons, more regular season wins than any other team since 1999.
Oh, yeah. Played in a Super Bowl last year,
won a Super Bowl a few seasons ago.
That's right. They've earned all that. So,
absolutely,
you can't take that away. They've earned it. But what we have is an opportunity, and really for me, all I continue to go back to is, you know, we're busy at work preparing right now. There are a few people that are probably waking up, you know, and saying, oh, really? There's a game this weekend that's important that the Jaguars are involved in. That's great. And so, you know, here we are. We're getting ready for that game. And for us, it's really staying the course and doing the things that we've done to put ourselves in position. And we just want to be a little bit better than they are on Sunday.
I went back to the start of 2006 when you were pairing up Maurice Jones-Drew with Fred for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
In those nine games now, you've averaged 180 rushing yards per game against Indianapolis. Okay?
Okay.
They've averaged 70. Now, to me, for most people, that equates to a winning record. But they've got six wins in those nine. So what's the difference? I mean, running the ball and controlling the time is obviously very important. But if you were to look at these games and see a thread on the losses, what is it? Is it turnovers? Is it trading field goals for touchdowns? I mean, what is the key if you're running the ball so effectively to being able to win in Indianapolis?
Yeah, like I said, that's one part of it. You've got to do other things. So that's why, you know, you can take those stats and...
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking for a little interpretation.
Find a place for them.
Well, and there probably will be a place for them. I mean, as well as you guys run the football, but there's not another.
It's more than that. It's more than.
Well, no, I know.
It's always been more than that,
and that's what I'm asking for. I mean, is it the turnovers, because that had a big effect in the game in October?
Definitely, without question, turnovers are crucial in every NFL game, and I think that's been proven over time, and so that's one aspect of it. And there are several. I mean, we all know what they are. I mean, you know, you've got to find a way to affect the quarterback, and you've got to find a way to slow him down. And that's easier said than done. A lot of people have tried. Been a lot of good plans put together that he's shredded. So you know, we've got to be sharp, got to make sure that we're on top of things, that we're able to stop some possessions and you know, like I said, get a few stops and then make sure that we punch in and finish some drives.
All right, let's grab a quick break. We'll come back. More to come with head coach Jack Del Rio after this quick timeout on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Well, Thursday night, that's this Thursday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon, Sargento is sending Santa DeVille and two of his helpers, it's Jackson DeVille and the Roar, to the Winn-Dixie on Park Avenue in Orange Park. They'll be looking for shoppers with Sargento products in their shopping carts and giving them Sargento prizes, including tickets to the Jaguars-Redskins game the day after Christmas. For details, go to the Roar's Facebook page or the Fan Zone in Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton back with the head coach. I do know this with respect to the running game, Coach. It does take away the pass rush of Freeney and Mathis, and that's a real good thing.
Anything you can do to limit their ability to impact the game is a good thing. Those guys are really good.
Because you ran for 174 here, and they never got involved, really. They didn't get your quarterback at all.
Like I said, those guys are really good. We've got our work cut out for us.
You know, Bill Belichick likes to say, when you lose, say little, but when you win, say even less.
I agree with Bill.
I was just about to say, do you agree with that sentiment? It's hard on the radio guy, but whatever. 355-NFL-1, let's grab Eric in Ponte Vedra up next for the head coach of the Jaguars. Good evening, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You need to turn, Eric, you need to turn your radio down real quick. I'm going to put you back on hold. Turn your radio down because we can hear it in the background and it's delayed. And we'll come back to you. First, though, let's go to Melbourne Beach where Todd is standing by. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Good evening, gentlemen. First of all, I'd like to commend Jack for a great job in developing the squad and getting us this far this year. Second thing is, you know, the last few weeks I couldn't help but notice the progression of Rashad Jennings, and just brought, you know, to my mind the two-headed monster we used to have with Freddie T. And, you know, with Maurice getting so many carries, you know, I thought we could get a little push or a little more thrust, you know, maybe getting Rashad a few more reps. And I'd just like to get Jack's thoughts on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome, Todd. Appreciate the call tonight. And, yeah, no, it's you, listen, you want to have your players that are support players play their way into position to really be impact players, to not only step in but make an impact when they get their opportunities. And that's certainly what Rashad has done. He's gotten stronger and stronger, and I think it really, we started to see signs of it at the end of last year. He carried it through, had a terrific offseason. He's really been outstanding all year, and he's really starting to make a surge right now at the right time for us as a football team.
Appreciate the phone call. Let's move back to Eric in Ponte Vedra. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey,
good.
Eric. Good evening.
Hey, Jack. Let's get jacked up for this one. Got a quick question. How do you plan on containing Peyton Manning there?
Well, we want to. What we want to do with Peyton, we do want to make sure that we can limit his effectiveness, and ideally, you'd like to sack him. That's easier said than done. I think everybody goes in wanting to sack him, yet he remains one of the least sacked players probably in the history of the position.
Once per game over the course of his career.
Right. So that's not good.
No.
That's not good for us.
From a defensive standpoint.
That's not good for us guys trying to slow him down.
Right.
He's very good at reading and diagnosing and making adjustments at the line and then getting the ball, making quick decisions, getting the ball out on time and very accurately. So it's a challenge for us. I mean, that's what we're busy doing. You know, coaches right now are putting together a plan, and you know, we'll start on our preparation tomorrow with our players, and you know, we've got to do something to disrupt him. I mean, we can't, you know, we've got to find a way, whether we're rushing two or we're rushing a seven, we've got to find a way to get him disrupted, and we'll put a good plan together and go up there and compete our butts off. So appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks for checking in tonight.
355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. Let's take a break here at the bottom of the hour. We will come back. More with head coach Jack Del Rio after this quick timeout. And you're listening on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
One more segment with the head coach this evening, so let's go right to your phone calls and get them on the air. We go to Craig in Atlantic Beach. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon or good evening. Coach, very well done. Well-disciplined win. It was great to see, great to be a part of that. My question is, you know, the last couple of weeks, the second half hasn't been as strong as the first half. And I was just curious, what happened in the locker room during halftime? Because, man, when you guys came out, it just seemed like that team was re-energized, and there was just this tenacity that there was no way they were going to lose that game. So I was just curious, and because it was definitely pretty impressive.
Well, I appreciate the call, Craig. You know, football is a game of human beings. You know, a team is made up of a bunch of human beings. And I think, you know, we recognized that we were in a tough spot. And I think the guys, you know, rallied, and there was some talk about a few guys stepping forward and making some statements. But it really doesn't have a whole lot to do with words. I think it has to do with your actions and how you come out and how you respond to the adversity you find yourself in. And we did that, and it was needed. So, you know, 21 points in the third quarter, I mean, that was big. And certainly, you know, the last couple of ball games, you know, we've gone out there, have not been very productive in the second half, putting points on the board, and have been very fortunate to pull out a couple games. So it was great to see. And obviously, you know, we're going to need a complete effort this Sunday in Indianapolis to go up there and get a W.
355 NFL 1 to Orlando next, where Rufus is standing by. Rufus, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hey, Coach, I want to just congratulate you on the success you've had this year. I have a comment and a question. My comment is I've really been impressed with how the Jags have actually found ways to win this year. And to me, it was really epitomized when David threw that Hail Mary and was caught in the end zone, because that just 1 second of opportunity could have swung the pendulum either way. And that you've seen your team that seemed to feed off of that this year. My question is, what's the status of Lajay Doosable? And I used to teach Lajay when he was here at UCF, but I also noticed you've had other players like Elton Patterson that you take and develop. And I just wanted to just get your thoughts and comments on how Lajay is doing, and just say keep up the good work.
Okay, appreciate the call, Rufus. Deuce is doing great. You know, he's been a nice addition for us. I mean, he came in this year. We lost DeAnthony Smith in training camp, and Deuce, you know, came in here, and really, you know, we were hoping that we'd have some guy to provide depth, and heck, we found a guy that has become our third defensive tackle. I mean, he's next after Big Pot Roast and Tyson Alualu. So he's done a nice job, and he is developing as a football player. I mean, he still has some room for growth. He's getting stronger and understanding our system better and better. And he was a little banged up, made it through an ankle, and he's a tough guy. And so he's doing a good job for us. So you ought to be proud.
Central Florida night. Appreciate the phone call. 355-NFL-1. Thomas is in Mandarin. Thomas, you're up with the head coach. Good evening.
Evening, Brian. Hey, Coach. Great win. Hope you can bring home another W.
Thank you, Thomas.
The question I have is on special teams. We don't hear much about who Russ Purnell is. We're in his second year. Really don't know anything about him. Can you kind of enlighten us on his personality and how his coaching style differs from Joe DeCamillis? And the other question I have is we're doing a very good job of stopping the kickoff returns and getting good kickoff returns. Can you attribute that to, A, good personnel, and how is the new wedge rule where you commit only two people instead of four people to the wedge change our philosophy on special teams?
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. Got some special teams questions out there. Well, Thomas, I can tell you that I've known Russ Purnell for a long time. When I was a football player at the University of Southern California, Russ Purnell was the tight ends coach. So that's how long going back that I've known Russ Purnell. And he's been a coach for a long time. He's been a special teams coach in this league for a long time. We worked together in Baltimore in 2000 with the Ravens when we won the Super Bowl. I thought he did a heck of a job there. Then he went on with Indy and won a Super Bowl with Indy. So he's been on some Super Bowl winning teams. He's a lot of fun. He's a good man, and he's doing a good job for us. because he does have good players. I mean, he cares about what he does. He is a good coach, but he also has good players, and so that helps. And so, you know, obviously this past week was the special teams had a huge impact in the ball game, and so you got to give credit to the coach. And so Russ definitely deserves some credit for that great effort.
A couple more calls, and then we'll take our break, and we'll go get let's get David in Riverside. David, you're up with the head coach. Good evening.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Brian and Coach.
You.
Merry Christmas, David.
Wanted to ask you kind of about your thought process about giving the team off before the big game coming up with the Colts. I know they are professionals. You know, they're going to put the work in. But do you struggle with that? You know, I know you want to give them as much tape time and some practice time, and I'll take the answer off on the radio.
Okay, appreciate the call. I don't really struggle with it. You know, when we get later in the year, I think the added rest is good for the players. I think just knowing there's a bone out there in terms of, you know, coach is going to give us time off that they can earn. But at the same time, you know, what I asked this week, you know, we want to be playing football for the next couple of months, and we've got to continue to keep our strength up. You know, we have made strength gains as a football team throughout the course of this season. And we want to be at our strongest here down this critical stretch. So I've asked our guys on Monday or Tuesday, even though they're off technically, that I'd like them to get in here for a lift, get in there and get their legs flushed out and get a lift in. And so that's something that we had 100% participation in. You know, it was one of those deals where coach suggested it in a very strong manner, and everybody complied. And so it wasn't mandatory, but it was another example of our football team doing all the right things. They responded the way I hoped they would. Every single guy came in here and took care of business, and so we'll continue to grow our strength as we finish this season.
Victory Mondays are not new. I mean, that's something that's been done around this league for a long time. Guys late in the season, you know, when you're
going
to
win. Different people handle it different ways, not everybody, but different sure. teams. It's still, you know, individual teams make up their own, you know, right. decisions on how they want to do it and when they want to do it.
355 NFL wants to take one more call for the head coach, and we'll make it Wes, who joins us from the World Golf Village. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I have two quick questions. Number one, my annual call to ask Coach who he thinks deserves Pro Bowl consideration, number one. And number two is when the Colts lose the division this year, what rule changes do you think Bill Polian is going to push for?
Well, I'm not even going to touch the second one.
That's a loaded question. Bring that one tomorrow night to Vic.
I will tell you this, that I enjoyed my time working on the competition committee with Bill Polian, and I see him in a whole different light, having been side by side with him in a room, you know, a good part of every day for 2 weeks.
Well, and whether anybody likes him or not, he has been the executive of the year with two different franchises. I think he's the only guy to ever get that. So his reputation is strong.
No, he's very strong at what he does. But that's not to say he wouldn't push for something.
Oh, well, no, he did. He has. It's his game.
But,
that's,
but I would say that. On our roster, I think you have to start with Mojo.
Yeah.
You know, Maurice Jones-Drew. I think Mercedes Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Career year for him.
I think Terrence Knighton would get some votes. I think Montel Owens is a guy that should be in, should have been in last year, really. Those are the four guys that really jump out and say, hey, they really should be in, okay, in my opinion. And then there are a lot of others. I think Greg Jones has had a great year. I think Josh Scobie has kicked well enough to give himself an opportunity. I think even though Vince didn't start the year, I mean, the way he's blocking lately would give him an opportunity. And
he's
so,
playing as well as any guard in the AFC, for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure I left somebody out. But the first four I mentioned are the four that I think we'll get the most votes and we'll have the best shot.
All right. As we let you go, you get your team back on the field tomorrow. Get ready for this game. Expectations for the energy level that you're going to see from these guys tomorrow?
Well, I hope they're just like they always are on Wednesday.
It's going to be tough, though, don't you think?
I mean, no, I don't.
With the enthusiasm.
The only thing that's going to be tough is answering questions like that. I mean,
well, but that's what makes this game great, Coach.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just telling you. I mean, come on.
But I mean, you know, that's what makes this game great, is these games like this in December. And for a town like this that hasn't had one this big in a long time.
No. Remember what I told you in our show. I said, you guys do all that you want with the fans and with yourselves and let us just go to work. And that's what we're going to do. And so that way we can, you know, go out and have a good effort on Sunday execute, which is really what it comes down to.
Go up there and run the game plan.
Make the free throw.
All right. And on that, we'll leave you. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Brian.
Appreciate it. More to come on the Jack Del Rio Show after this quick timeout. You're listening on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
When the Jaguars win, everyone wins at Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. You'll get a free barbecue pork sandwich with your game day ticket stub on a Monday or Tuesday after the Jaguars win at Everbank Field. That's it all. Participating North Florida, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue Restaurants, 355-NFL1. 800-355-6351 as the phone lines begin to light up here this evening. Coach is taking off, but we'll keep moving towards the end of the program. You know, for everything that Peyton Manning is, as you look at the Jaguars-Colts games, really it's Reggie Wayne. I mean, Dallas Clark has always made the big third down catch. You know, 2006, 2008. I mean, he always seemed to make a catch that broke the Jaguars' back. And in fact, had an opportunity to here in the ball game, you know, converting on fourth down. And then, of course, that set up the Reggie Wayne play that set up the game winner with a minute to play. So, you know, Clark has always been that guy. But you know, just from a numerical standpoint, and before I give you the numbers, he had the 65-yard touchdown catch in the December game here a year ago, you know, that essentially sent Reggie Nelson packing. And then he had the catch down the sideline here that tied the ball game up, forced the Jaguars to drive for the long field goal. He had 15 catches for 196 yards in that bowl game here in October. If you just look at the last three, his numbers are these. 15 for 196, 5 for 132, 10 for 162. So the last three games, Reggie Wayne has 30 catches for 490 receiving yards and two touchdowns. Now, when you look at the Colts roster right now, Austin Colley has not come back into the game since he took that big hit in Philadelphia. Remember when he was carted off with his face mask cut off? Pierre Garçon is back. Blair White has made some big catches, made a big gaffe in the ball game in Tennessee on Thursday night. But really, I mean, the guy is Reggie Wayne. And yet, for all of the struggles that Peyton Manning had, Reggie Wayne has still always been there, and he's always beaten the Jaguars with big plays. He has 8 100-yard games in his career against the Jaguars, and he has 7 games with at least 7 catches. So as you start looking at these matchups now, and you think, well, there's no Dallas Clark, and they don't have Austin Colley back in the ball game, and it's the Reggie Wayne matchup. And I don't know how they're going to defense it, and if the coach were here, he wouldn't tell us how they were going to defense it, but that's the guy. Rasheen and the safeties have got to stay over the top on him. Because for whatever reason, he always seems to come up with a huge catch. Didn't turn into a win because David Garrard had a couple of big throws left in him. And that day, Tyquan Underwood had a couple of big catches left in him. And Josh Jacoby had the big kick left in him. But if you look at it, it's you want to beat the Colts? Peyton Manning, you're not going to get him on the ground. No one does. But you can find a way to slow down Reggie Wayne. Jaguars haven't done it very often, but this would be a good time to start. All right, we'll take another break. Return with your calls, questions, and comments, the Jack Del Rio Show right after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. We'll vote for your favorite MVP teacher to be the Community First Credit Union MVP Teacher of the Week. It means your teacher could win club seats to a Jaguars game. Don't forget to first down, touchdown teachers. Visit communityfirstfl.org for details. Ryan Sexton with you. About 9 minutes left in the program. Let's grab a couple phone calls. We'll start with Joe in Green Cove Springs. Joe, how are you tonight?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
It's just me, Joe, just Sexton. The coach is checked out.
Oh, man. I was just going to tell him that, you know, this game's up for all the marbles, and a lot of projections I've seen that if we don't win this game, we don't make the playoffs.
Well, you know, I think, first of all, I would agree with you. The coach, he wouldn't. I mean, I don't think he can. You know, most head coaches, they can't say to their team, hey, it's all on this one, because they still have two more to play. And he's taken a real even-keeled approach with it. I mean, we taped his television show earlier today. We did the radio show this evening. I mean, I couldn't bait him. I mean, not at all. I mean, he's so on this even-keeled thing. He wouldn't agree with you. I mean, I do. I know what this game is. And you do, too, because you've been around for an awful long time. But you got to go back to 1998, I think, to find a game in the regular season that has this kind of significance. Now, the thing about it is you can't find that one game. But, you know, 99 was all sewn up. I mean, 99, even when they went to Tennessee, they still were going to win the division. That was had already been decided. But you know, as you go back and look at 1998, you know, what game is it? I would have told you then that it was Pittsburgh in November that year, but Mark threw two picks. The Dwayne Washington return for touchdown, so that didn't turn out to be it. And the Cincinnati game up there, you know, not that big of a deal. Detroit here, well, you know, that was big because Mark got hurt. And Tennessee, well, you know, Jamie Martin got hurt in that one, and now all of a sudden you got to go to Minnesota and you play with John Quinn. And, of course, they found out hours before the game that they'd already won the division title because the Packers beat the Oilers then. So, you know, I don't even find a big game that year. 97? I don't know. You know, I mean, in terms of regular season games, you got to go all the way back to 96.
You don't lump 07 into that? Anything in 07?
No.
You beat Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was a big game, but the hype wasn't there for it. Do you know what I mean? Not like this. Not for the division title. It doesn't. I mean, this game just, it holds more significance than almost any regular season game in franchise history. So there's a lot to it, Joe. It's a huge game for you, for me, for the fans out there, for Joe. I mean, it's for the team, too. This one is big. It's really, really big. I mean, there are some people that want to be careful and not put too much on it. But you win the division title this year when no one expected you to. In a year in which you've got a name on the building, the folks at EverBank, and Team Teal brought a lot more people back. Gene Smith and Terry McDonough did a phenomenal job once again with the talent. Campman and Osgood in the draft. It's been a really good year for this franchise. It could be a phenomenal year with a win on Sunday in Indianapolis. And you know what? It doesn't scare me to put too much on this game. It really doesn't. This is huge. Huge. Coach won't agree with it. It is gigantic. Of course, I think everyone listening probably agrees with me. We'll take a break and return. More to come on the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio. Well, when you're looking for department store style at discount prices this Christmas season, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 6 Jacksonville locations. Stein Mart. More fashion, less price. And we go back to the phone lines and bring Dave up from St. Augustine Beach. Hello, Dave. Good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to do it.
I've been a season ticket holder since 2005, and I can honestly say that without a doubt this has been the most exciting, just thrilling season. I mean, hands down, I can't think of another year that has been just – every game has been great. You know, the weather's been great. The crowd has been great. The atmosphere has been great. The games have been great.
07 was special. 07 was as well. Because this team was, because Fred and Maurice were, and when you win twice in Pittsburgh in a month's time, that's memorable.
It's true. And these seasons are kind of similar in that they were kind of a surprise in like how successful they were. You know, we had early ups and downs or whatnot, but really it's sustained it towards the end. But I wanted to ask you. You know, you've been here forever, and you know we've never been AFC South champs. I'll take it off the air. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to the organization? What does it mean to the city to win the AFC South this year and, you know, host a playoff game and, you know, see where it goes from there. Let's go this week, and I can only end it with screw the Colts.
In the 20 seconds I have, you know, for me, it's like most of you. It's very, very personal. The franchise means a lot to me. You know, there's been a lot of questions in the last couple of years about whether it would survive here, whether long-term it would be viable here. Winning a division title in a year that you put a name on the sponsor, you know, on the bank, a name on the building, EverBank, and that you bring all these fans back in with Team Teal, it would be huge. It would be very, very big for me because I, like many of you, look at this franchise and say, I want it here for my kids, too, and my kids' kids. And I know how important it is to Jacksonville. So that'll do it for the program, folks. Have a great night.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.